Nothing else will do, saith the Spirit of grace. It is my anointing that breaks the yoke. For many participate week after week. Nothing more than something that solicits something from their emotion. The world has that power. Much of my church participates Sunday after Sunday in strong emotional services, but has no power. The power that I left you had the power to begin first in you, to change you from glory to glory, saith the Spirit of grace. And then from that which changed you, you were able to change the world around you. My second day. The first part of you walking free is to recognize the necessity for freedom. For most of my church really is in a place where they're quite comfortable with their shortcomings and their failures and all the things that keep causing them to fail decade after decade. They're not only comfortable, they've not even yet recognized those things in which I came to redeem them from. I not only gave them eternal life, I gave them the ability in this life to walk free, so much so that the freedom that they lived in truly evangelized a world around them, not just with the gospel of salvation, but with the true gospel, that which had the capacity with power in it, saith the Spirit of grace. But because of an emotional church, because a church that has been fed in their emotions for many, many centuries, the church has come to not having the ability to discern between that which is of the Spirit and that which is of the flesh. But I say unto you that I've given you a path. I've given you a path deliberately to pray the mysteries in my Holy Ghost. That to whosoever will, they'll come to a place of understanding. First concerning their own life and the desire that I desire for them, that is to be free in every area of their life. And through that path, they'll branch out into other places. They'll water other gardens, and they'll go here and they'll go there, and they'll speak the truth in love. And when they have come and when they have gone, they will leave in their path the works that I do, you'll do also, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus.